On this episode of Still Loading, Naughty Dog Part 2. Hello all, and welcome back to the second part of my Naughty Dog deep dive. This week, I wanted to discuss the other co-founder of Naughty Dog, Jason Rubin. And while I will still provide as much information as I possibly can, there was not a whole lot of information out there on Jason. I reached out to him via email to see if he would be able to provide an interview or just something like that. And while he could not help me with this, I was pleasantly surprised he actually emailed me back. He politely said he was too busy, but he wished me luck in my research. And honestly, I wasn't really expecting much of a response to begin with, so the fact that he took any amount of time to just respond to me was absolutely fantastic. And he also responded to me in less than a day. So it was just, I don't know, I was just really happy about it. Anyway, without further ado, let's dive right into this. So weirdly enough, while there was a plethora of information on Andy Gavin from last episode, Jason does not have a lot of information about his childhood on the internet. The most I could find was that he was born in 1970 and he grew up in Virginia. He met Andy Gavin when he was 12 years old in a pre-bar mitzvah class they were both taking. And that's pretty much it. I spoke a lot about their relationship growing up in the previous episode, and I also spoke a little bit about their post-Naughty Dog career at the company Flector. One thing that is fairly important before I move on to his post-Naughty Dog and Flector career is his speech from 2004 at the DICE Awards. In 2004, he made a speech that called out game publishers and how they treat their video game developers. It's disheartening to think that a speech from 15 years ago is still making points that are valid today, but just not enough has changed. In the speech, he made 4 points to address why he felt game developers were not respected enough. 1. Games are treated like packaged goods. He stated that the packaged goods rely more on the marketing than on the quality of the product. There is no difference in the functionality of a Prada purse versus a non-name brand purse. What does matter is the label and how it is marketed to consumers. 2. Video games are a talent business, not a brand business. You go to see a movie because Steven Spielberg directed it, not because Columbia produced it. And same goes for the video game industry. You want to play a game by Naughty Dog, not the new studio that took over their series. I would say this is no longer really an issue anymore, thankfully. Now developers are getting a lot more recognition, and game directors at that are getting a lot of recognition. I mean, if you think about it, there's a lot more game developers that are in the public eye. Clint Hocking, who was the director of Far Cry 2. There's also Ken Levine, who did the BioShock games and System Shock 2. And even if you think about the famous directors from Naughty Dog, Bruce Straley and Neil Druckmann, who did The Last of Us and Uncharted 4. There's a lot more recognition for these developers now than there was when this speech was made. So that is at least a step in the right direction. His 3rd point, if the business does not change, the talent suffers. And finally, the 4th point, talent has to force that change. And I would honestly love to do a whole episode on this topic because it's really important to me. I think it's very necessary that, especially in light of everything with Red Dead Redemption and with Anthem, and even with things coming out of Riot and everything that's going on over there and issues with Fortnite and whatnot, I definitely think it's important to talk about, especially for everyone who listens to this and loves video games. But this isn't the episode on this speech. It's about Jason and his life and career. So if you're interested in the speech, I will include a link to it in the description. I highly recommend watching the full thing. It's a long speech, but it's very well thought out, and it's a really good... I watched pretty much the whole thing. I ran out of time a little bit, but I watched pretty much the whole thing. It was excellent. Now, getting back into Naughty Dog's history, we're meeting back up with Jason post Naughty Dog. Like I said in the Andy episode, I want to cover all of Naughty Dog's experience in its own episode. Not experience, excuse me, but I want to cover all of Naughty Dog's history in one episode. Right now, this episode and last week's episode are just on its creators. So we're going to catch up with Jason right after him and Andy sold Flector. If you remember for the last episode, Flector was a company that Andy and Jason created together, another one they created, I should say, that basically made video editing software inside of browsers, and they ended up selling it. And so after they sold it, Jason actually moved on to become the president of THQ before they went bankrupt. He became the president of THQ in May of 2012. At the time he had joined THQ, they had already lost 98% of their stock's value and had laid off large portions of their staff. Jason was hired to right the ship by putting projects back on track, improve the corporate structure and business practices. Unfortunately, it was too little too late. The company was too far gone, and on December 19th, 2012, THQ filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And a couple years later, at E3 2014, Rubin announced he had joined Oculus VR and was heading up their first-party content initiatives. Since joining Oculus, he has helped make games such as Terminal, Robo Recall, Lone Echo, Landfall, Coaster Combat, and Pet Lab, just to name a few. And unfortunately, I know this episode is clocking in at under 10 minutes. I'm really sorry, guys. There was not a lot of info on this one. I was really thinking, do I want to combine it with the Andy Gavin episode? But there was so much information on it. And this one, I pretty much stuck to my script, but you can probably notice the portions when I went off. I'll try to edit it the best I can to make it a little bit more fluid sounding. But in any case, there really was not a whole lot on Jason out on the internet. In fact, in the Andy episode, I could have gotten his exact date of birth, but I chose not to because all I could get was Jason's year of birth. So I figured to keep with consistency, I would have Andy's year of birth and Jason's year of birth. It's very strange. It's very strange how little of him is out on the internet for how big of an influence he's had on the internet and gaming. So I guess before the next episode in 2 weeks' time, I just want to kind of give a thank you to these guys. I mean, I know they'll probably never listen to this, and I doubt Jason will actually listen to this episode. I mean, I told him what podcast I was from. Not like that means anything to him, but so I doubt he'll listen to this. But on the off chance any of them ever listen to this at any point in time, just thank you. Thank you for making the games that you did. Thank you for your creativity and like your ingenuity to push the boundaries of what a game could be. I really enjoyed, there was a documentary I watched about your making of Jak and Daxter and how you took inspiration from Mario 64 and how you used not just your own games to learn, but used other games to learn and create your own experience. Like, I would never say Jak and Daxter is like Mario 64, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean that in a pure complimentary way. The fact that you were so inspired by something, but you made it 100% your own. Like, nothing feels like Jak and Daxter. I mean, the second and third one are very different from the first one, and the storyline is actually really incredible and the whole trilogy is incredible. But sincerely, like, thank you for everything that you've done for the game industry. I'm looking forward to whatever you do in the future. And honestly, I might start following Andy's blog more frequently because he posts a lot about food and he just posts a lot about like just interesting things. I'll provide links for Andy's blog as well as, like I said before, the YouTube video on Jason's speech from 2004. So thank you all for listening. Sorry again, this episode was a bit on the shorter side. Like I said, there wasn't a whole lot of information on Jason out there, but nonetheless, it was a lot of fun learning more about Naughty Dog's creators. Be ready for the third and final installment of my Naughty Dog series. Based off the information I have found already, it should be a big episode, and I have a friend on there to help me out with it. So, if you want to support the show, please consider subscribing to the show and giving it a 5-star rating and a review on iTunes. I always look for constructive feedback, so any that you can give me is seriously appreciated. You can also check out the amazing shows on the network I'm a part of, the Podbeard Network. Go check out the website, podbeardnetwork.com. You can also check it out on Podbeard social media, which is at Podbeard Network on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can follow me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, at StillOatingPod on all of them. And a big shout out to the sponsor of the Podbeard Network, SeatGiant. SeatGiant is a ticket selling website where you can buy tickets for your favorite concerts, sports, or plays, or musicals, or anything of that sort. You can use the promo code Podbeard, that's PODBEARD, at checkout, and you'll save a little bit extra on top of that. And that wraps it up for me. So seriously, thank you all once again for listening. Look forward to the third and final installment of my Naughty Dog series, and I will see you all next time.